Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
How do you do, Mike? It's good to see you. I am assuming you'll always look well here during.
I try to be
during
well
during the middle of the week, and I'm encouraged by it.
Thank you. I try to look well even when I'm not. I'm always trying to look.
And of
well.
Course, you know, I'm here to let you know when you don't look good.
Well, you look great, and we're very excited.
Thank
because
you.
This is the big weekend coming up for you and that big card show. You're going to with this autograph show.
Parthipony.
What is it?
I don't know. Where am I?
Parthipony. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, we're going to the autograph show in New Jersey
in Parthipony,
and it should be very interesting. You know, classically, all of the card shows, all these autograph shows, through the years and decades, have always flourished in the East Coast more so than the West Coast.
Yeah, and they seem to be. It's going to be a big deal. You've been to them when you've played your football years, but this one here. Years for not only your prowess as a football all-pro defensive end, but also for you as a star of the Hunter TV series. You'll be there. As good coffee, isn't it?
Oh, man, thanks.
You'll be there. We got some really good coffee sent in. I have to get the name of it.
That would be an interesting, well, anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, you're going to be there with the lovely Miss Kramer, Stephanie Kramer.
Yeah, Stephanie's flying in, and she'll
same
be
flight?
There. No.
You won't be flying together?
We'll not be flying together, no.
Okay.
But we'll be in the same airplane.
Okay. So it's okay.
That's
ooh, I'll think about that one. We got some pictures later that'll get that going again, I'll tell you. Anyway, you're going to be in Parsippany, New Jersey. P-A-R, there's your par. S-I-P, there's your sip. P-A-N-A, there's your panty. Parsippany, New Jersey. And it's going to be this weekend, the 26th or the 28th. So check it out there, Fred Dreyer. If you're hearing the show after the 28th, you missed the show. Sorry.
Yeah.
There'll be another one coming up, I'm sure. This is you're starting to really hit these shows, and a lot of people are loving
it. Well, this is the second
you.
One. This is the first the one back east that I've done in a long time.
Exactly.
There's a big sports one down there.
All right, so we're going to take a break when we come back. Sad day in football. Fred will have more for you. Stay with us. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Thanks for joining us.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to c-60.com.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Fred Dreyer here, the Heartburn Hunter. You know, when you're young, your immune system is strong. But as you get older, coffee, alcohol, and fast food makes your body acidic. But now there's Balance 7. In just 3 days, it starts diluting the acid buildup in your body. 3 1-ounce drinks a day is all you're going to need. Are you tired of just being sick and tired? Balance 7 is the answer. You'll notice less joint discomfort, more energy, and heartburn is no longer a problem. You'll feel younger and healthier with more mental clarity. I know because I use it every day. Right now, try Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. A free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and a money-back guarantee. So you have nothing to lose, folks. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. That's 800-793-9039 or visit balance7.com, code word Fred. Call 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. We got the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer here. If we can get our camera shots ready to go. There we go. All right. We're here. You can see us on YouTube, Facebook Live, crntalk.com, Roku. And, of course, we're on CRN Talk Radio Network. Our flagship is, of course, 790 KABC in Los Angeles. And we're on the Sports Byline Radio Network. Glad to have you all on board. I'm telling you, it was a Saturday. I like to call when I don't hear from Fred for a while. I like to call him. And Saturday, I'm coming back from our buddy, Dr. Michael Sheps. Fred, you and I like to go there and kind of get that hot laser and
the laser
losing, loosen things up when we fall down the hills or take our Achilles tendons and rip them apart. And Dr. Michael Sheps is in Los Angeles. He's a good guy. But when I called you, you were notably down, more so down than I've ever known. And then I found out why. It was a very sad day for sports fans, especially Ram fans, because of the loss of one of the great legends of the Rams, Fred.
Well, I get a phone call early Saturday morning, and it's Michael Sheps, as you say, and he notifies me that Roman Gabriel, our great L.A. Ram quarterback, Philadelphia Eagles, but only for a couple of days. Roman passed away. He was 83. It was heart condition. And his son, Roman III, called me to tell me. And you never like hearing these types of things,
nope.
Even though if it's all within the flow of life's path, it's still tough to accept loss, especially as you get older. And I'm still upset by it. And we've got some people that we've talked to over the week. We've got with us.
Yeah, we
today,
do.
Today, we have a very dear friend, great Ram, Tom Mack. He'll be sitting in here very shortly.
Yeah, we got him ready to go. But you can hear everybody in Fred's voice. He was down. It's kind of like you play with these guys for a period of time, and they become like your family away from your other family, right?
It's the great thing about sports and the team aspect of it is that it takes up such a huge part of your youth. I had a dear friend of mine, Nina Fosh, tell me, you really know sadness when you begin to lose the people that knew you when you were young. And that's the case here.
That's it. Roman Gabriel passed away. He was 83, 1969 MVP, died of natural causes. And I didn't realize he was the first Filipino-American quarterback. I mean, I watched him play them. The idea of the culture background never hit me when I was a kid watching this go on, because, you know, I'm much younger
than you are. Well, they didn't make note of it then.
No, they didn't. And it was like he was one of the greats and a big guy. And so we've you got together and, you know, I'm sure we're reminiscing with a lot of friends. And we have on the line with us here, Tom Mack is here, selected by the Rams with the second round pick in the 1966 NFL draft, and played guard for the Rams with you, Fred Dreyer, for 13 seasons from 1966 to 1978. And Tom, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome to the show. I'm sorry it's on sad notice, but thank you for taking time to be with us to talk a little bit about Roman Gabriel.
Yeah, thank you for including me. Roman, class guy. I mean, it just makes you realize. I sat there and I tried to count the guys that I know are still alive that I played with, especially back in that era, and the only guy that I can think of is Joe Carollo, and he played next to me for the first 5 years that I played.
Is Joe still with us?
He was the last time I saw him, which was about a year and a half ago, I think.
Wow, yeah. God, he's a name from the past. You know, he was one of the first Rams I ever met.
You guys played longer together than most people play now with these contracts and people going for more money. You guys became more of a nucleus and more of a team. They didn't break you up for a long period of time. So you guys played together for how many years here, Fred? You and
well, I was there from 72 to 81. Tom was there from 66
to 78.
To 78. So
72, 78, yeah.
Yeah.
11 Pro Bowls for Thomas Ali Mack, born in November, my month, November 1st. And he, as I mentioned, was a guard for the Rams 13 seasons. During his NFL career, everybody, he was, hey, listen to this one. Tom, my hat off to you here. He appeared in 184 consecutive games in football. That's some kind of a record. 176 as a starter. He was a starter on the 1964 Michigan team that won the Big Ten Conference Championship and defeated Oregon State in the 1965 Rose Bowl. And Tom was selected on the first team All-Big Ten player as the first team All-Big Ten player in 1965 and inducted into the University of Michigan Athletic Hall of Honor in 2006. Congratulations to you. Inducted into the Pro Bowl Hall of Fame in 1999.
You were busy, Tom. You were a busy man.
Funny world. I'm just very lucky that I was healthy enough for the most part. I will tell you, because it sounds like a heck of a lot of games. One game, I had partially torn ligaments in both knees, and I put myself in on an extra point.
Come on.
Yeah, we needed you, Tom.
That will never happen again in football, ever.
You did that on your own volition.
Yeah, I just figured, what the hell. You know, I think it was about 2 years before I quit, and I figured, what the heck. I'm not going to sit here and watch this for nothing.
Dr. Well, Sheps, where's Dr. Sheps when
we need
him? Well,
pretty soon you won't need those knees, you know.
You got
it. Woof. Boy, and that was just the way it was. Roman Gabriel, the same way. He was there all the time. I mean, you read his history. And again, our thoughts and prayers go out to Roman Gabriel's family, especially RG3, a friend of the show. He's been on the show. I know, Fred, you've been on his podcast as well.
Right.
And so Roman Gabriel's former teams and teammates, really a sad time on this time. Roman was the 1969 MVP. His son, Roman Gabriel III, gave a statement, said, he passed away at home on Saturday. Now, you knew this because Roman called you, Fred,
right. But
I don't think it was released publicly until like Monday everybody started talking about
That's probably right. And you know what? You want to put a little lag time between the death of somebody and announcing it.
Yeah. So the Rams made a statement. They said, quoting them now, "We mourn the loss of Rams legend and football pioneer Roman Gabriel. We extend our condolences to his family and friends during this difficult time." Ron Jaworski said, "Rest in peace, Roman Gabriel." He was one of Gabe's former teammates. He tweeted out, "Gabe was an amazing player and an even better mentor. Words can't explain my thanks for what a great teammate he was, a special player and a better man." Start with you, Fred. What about it? As your teammate, what'd you have to, what were your thoughts about him?
Well, I got there. I was traded from the Giants to the Rams in 72 for the 72 season. And when I got there, I hadn't really met anybody personally. I'd played against these guys. But I just noticed how damn big Roman was.
Huge.
They were checking weights and giving physicals and stuff in the in one of the upstairs rooms, and he passed me in the hallway, and I just said, "What the hell is that?" Tom,
your thoughts too?
What the hell is that?
It's remarkable, Fred. Roman was a fascinating guy, and one of the things I can remember about him when you were blocking for him is he would stand in there forever and let guys hang off his arms, and he'd still get a pass off.
Yeah. I mean, he would not go down. He would not go down.
He actually protected himself. I mean, that's it. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back with more. We are very honored to have Tom Mack with us from the Los Angeles Rams. Fred Dreyer here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. We are mourning the loss and sharing some moments of the great Roman Gabriel, great quarterback with the Los Angeles Rams. If you have some thoughts, get into our chat room. It's on Facebook Live. You can email Fred Dreyer, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at CRN as Championship Radio Network, CRN Talk, TALK.com. We'll take a break, come back with more. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back here. We're having a time here today celebrating the life of Roman Gabriel, the Rams quarterback. Yours truly, Michael Horn. Fred Dreyer here on the Fred Dreyer Show. And so great to have everybody with us here at this time. We're also got a great guy here with us. We got Tom Mack. And Tom, I apologize to you. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that you were in a second round. You were actually the second pick in the first round in the 1966 NFL draft. So,
yeah,
my
sure
correction.
You get that right, yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't want to get you guys a little upset with me.
I didn't want to say anything.
Well, I'm glad that you didn't mention anything. You know, we mentioned, you said how big Roman Gabriel was. Apparently, 6 feet, 5 inches, 235 pounds. Very big for a quarterback in that era. In fact, the famed Green Bay Packer coach Vince Lombardi once described Roman Gabriel as, and I'm quoting now, a big telephone pole, end of quote. So
sounds about right.
He was.
I mean, he really was an interesting guy to block for because he'd end up with people hanging on him, and he'd still pass the ball.
Well, the fans in L.A., I remember in 66, I believe he was, I was just getting out of high school, and I remember how the fans in L.A. Loved Roman, and they loved even better when George Allen came to the Rams. You remember that time, right?
Yep.
And a lot of my remembrances as a kid in L.A. were wrapped around the Roman Gabriel, George Allen Rams. And Gabe was a champion. He was tougher than hell. You would beat on him. And it was amazing how the stamina and the fortitude and the dedication he had.
He played 11 years for the Rams, 5 years with the Philadelphia Eagles. After the Rams acquired John Hadle, that was a big change at quarterback. But Roman Gabriel made his mark there. Roman was a native of Wilmington, North Carolina, attended the New Hanover High School, standout football player, baseball player, basketball player in high school, was even offered a contract. I don't know if any of us knew this, with the Yankees organization, but he decided to attend college instead. And then he starred at North Carolina State, set many school passing records. He was voted All-American and the ACC Player of the Year twice, both in 1960 and 1961. And in 1989, Roman Gabriel was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. He was also, he played for the Wolfpack baseball team. And at a time when the American Football League, the AFL, was embarking on just their third season, you know, they were just a minor startup team at the beginning. He was competing for college talent with the NFL, and Roman was selected by the Oakland Raiders as the NFL's overall, or the AFL's overall number one pick in the 1962 draft, and chosen by the Rams as the second selection in the NFL draft. So he got selected by both sides.
That's amazing. Hey, Tom, you know, we're talking about Roman Gabriel here right now, but you coming to the Rams when you were drafted by George Allen, weren't you?
No, I don't think George was there, to be honest with you.
He wasn't?
He came at around Christmas, and believe it or not, the draft at that time, it was one of the last years that they had the AFL and NFL
66,
separate.
66?
And the draft was actually 1st of November.
Oh, I see.
On your birthday.
Well, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
But I ended up, the Rams were very open about it, and they wanted me, they said. So I said, well, that's wonderful. I mean, the irony is I had met a young lady when I played in the Rose Bowl.
Mm-mm. This is a typical story.
She's now my wife of 67 years.
Whoa.
How about that?
Wow, that must have been quite a meeting. Wow. That was in the Rose Bowl. A lot of things happen at the Rose Bowl. Football's play there, but romance is in the stands, let me tell you.
So she's a Southern California girl then.
Yeah. See, La Cunada.
La Cunada, Flint Ridge. Yeah, see, I didn't.
Yeah.
That's over where our good friend is, over there,
Dr. Watkins.
Dr. Watkins.
Good Dr. Watkins.
Good old Dr. Watkins, yeah.
Yeah, so that's our team doctor here.
Tom, let me ask you, when you got to the Rams, Gabe was here already or he came the following
year? Oh, yeah, he was there. What's interesting is that first year, the year before, the starting quarterback for most of the year wasn't Roman. It was Bill
Munson. Bill Munson.
Billy Munson.
Yeah.
Billy Munson, yeah.
And Bill got hurt, I think, near the end of the season. And the Rams were like 1-10 or something like that.
Right.
They had a terrible record.
Right.
And Roman played, and I think he won 3 of the last 4 games for him. And when George Allen came.
He came the following year. Is that right?
The following year when I was going to be a rookie.
That's 66, right?
That's right.
That was in 1966, yeah. He became a primary starter, Roman did, in 1966, led the Rams to an 8-6 record over his 14 starts. He made the Pro Bowl in each of the next 3 seasons, including during his MVP campaign when he led the NFL with 24 touchdown passes. And in the 62 draft, Roman was sandwiched between the first pick, Ernie Davis, who was the first African-American ever to win the coveted Heisman Trophy, and the third pick, his teammate in Hall of Famer Merlin Olsen. So that's quite a group there.
That was the birth of the Rams as we knew them.
Yep.
So go ahead, Tom. You were going to say something.
Now, Gabe was just, he was good people. And he and Merlin were roommates the whole time that he was there.
Right.
And, it's
They had the Porsche dealership.
In fact, I still have my Porsche.
Yeah. And a good looking guy. Roman was a good looking guy too. Old number 18 there, right? It looked
good.
Good looking guy. Roman made 89 consecutive starts. Listen, 89 consecutive starts at quarterback. That's got to be some kind of a record over an 8-season stretch. And that run stood as an NFL record at the time, now ranks 16th in league history. He went 0-2 in 2 career playoff appearances. So.
Well, Tom, we had those white uniforms, and we wore them every single day when George was here. And I so regret not speaking up to tell them leave those uniforms alone. These were the best uniforms in the league, right here, the all white ones and everything. The Redskins were pretty good too, but these were very good, and they're a great part of LA history. And they're we called them the Gabriel uniform.
The Roman Gabriel uniform is good.
This was, when the Rams showed up, in town, they had a lot of fan support for a team that was so bad, and a lot of it had to do with the way Gabe played, his heart, and how he really won over the fans when George Allen got here.
The Roman remains the Rams franchise touchdown pass leader, 154. He has 74 victories as a starter. Also, that record stands as a franchise record for a Rams quarterback. Then he had the knee and the arm injuries, caught him up in the 70s, and by 1972, his production was a little bit limited. So the Rams brought in Chargers quarterback John Hayes. Hadel, which in turn then they traded Roman Gabriel to the Eagles. And you East Coast fans, he was sent to the Eagles team that had gone 2-11-1 in 1972 and had a new head coach in Mike McCormick. And then in 1972, Roman led the NFL with 270 completions, 460 attempts, 3,219 passing yards, and 23 touchdown passes over 14 starts that season, earned him Comeback Player of the Year honors from the Professional Football Writers in America. The Eagles then improved to 5-8-1 in 73, with Gabriel connecting to the other big guys there, 6 foot eight.
Yeah, Carmichael.
Carmichael, yeah. 67 receptions, led the league. 6 foot four, tight end Charlie Young was voted All Pro as a rookie. And the receivers were known as the Fire High Gang, because I guess as the story went, one of them would say, "Fire high, baby." Then the pass would go.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Give us your impressions when you step down.
Can't hear you, Fred.
Give us your impressions of L.A., the football team, and everything when they were when they drafted you.
Well, they were. As I said, 1-10, I think.
Well, other than that, I mean, you know, the teams are going up and down all the time. But
well, my reaction was, you know, I got a chance to play here if they're that bad.
And they were.
But it turned out that George and his staff were good coaches. He didn't make the poor owner very happy, but he went through, I think it was 3 years, and the guy turned around and fired him.
Yeah, well,
and we kind of had a little revolt.
That was,
and got him
weird.
Back for 2 more years.
Yeah, that's when I don't know if it was you or Gabe or Merlin or all three of you guys. You went to the press and told them if we don't get George back here, we're out.
Well, yeah, that was part of that was Gabe and Merlin in particular, because they were the most recognized, and they were roommates also, but they just happened
led
to
led the charge. All right, hang on. We're going to take a quick break.
Hey,
we're
hold on,
take
Tom.
Tom Mack is our guest here today. We're reminiscing about the late, great Roman Gabriel here on the Fred Dreyer Show. Don't forget to email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Okay, Kohl's has some epic deals right now that are perfect for early summer prep, and I need to talk about it. I just went and found my entire family tees under $8 and sandals under $30. Not to mention new patio essentials for 30% off, plus iron Kohl's cash. So don't wait. If you want great brands and great prices for a great summer, you gotta get to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the sea. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull Apart is every part.
Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon pull-apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon pull-apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchisor SPD LLC.
Progressive presents Flo and Jamie announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the sports lounge here. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You saw him in Hunter and so much. Don't forget this weekend, Fred, you're going to be in New Jersey. Am I right about this big signing show, autograph show?
Yeah, it's an autograph show every year. It's at Chiller Theater in New Jersey.
Yeah, it's going to be at the theater over there, the Chiller Convention in Parsippany, New Jersey, this weekend. Parsippany, the Chiller Convention there. You yeah. and
Stephanie.
Stephanie Kramer will be there, right. So that'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Good stuff. I don't know. Maybe think Tom, our guest here on the show today, Tom Mack, the great Los Angeles Ram, who's visiting with us today. Good to have him with us. Tom, you want to go with Fred to the big autograph show?
No, I wasn't invited, so I'm not worried about it.
I wasn't either, but I tried to bring some luggage for Fred, and apparently that's not going to work out.
Yeah, we don't need you there.
Did you get your aisle seat, or are you going to be in the middle row, a middle seat?
No, I'm on the aisle, buddy.
Okay.
I'm the first one out.
That's good.
I'm that George Costanza. As soon as we see any type of danger, out I go.
You know, while a great football player, Fred, you, of course, had a great career acting. But preceding you, we're honoring the great Roman Gabriel from the Los Angeles Rams, who passed away last weekend. And Roman retired in 1977. He was, at the time of his retirement, one of six quarterbacks to toss more than 200 career touchdown passes. He completed 52.6% of his throws, 29,444 yards, 201 touchdowns, 149 interceptions, over 183 career appearances. And then he became a broadcaster. You did the same thing when you ended up. Tom, were you a broadcaster as well anywhere?
No. I was an engineer.
Yeah, that's right. You went on. What were you engineering on? As you were, was that your degree?
We were building power plants.
Wow.
About half of them nuclear.
Yeah, using that, you had an engineering degree from the University of Michigan, correct?
Yes.
Genius. You guys were genius players.
Who did you know to get one of those? It's not what you knew, it's who you knew.
It's who you knew, right.
You were also a lobbyist. You got in politics there. What was that like, Tom?
Well, that was interesting. I worked for a big engineering construction firm. Was headquartered up in San Francisco for years, named Bechtel. They were privately owned, so it was real interesting. One of the guys that had been the president was a fellow named George Shultz.
George Shultz, huh?
Yeah, he was the Secretary of State under
Nixon.
Ronald Reagan.
Reagan, yeah, you're right, Reagan.
Yeah, and then the other guy that went that way, too, was Cap Weinberg, and he was the Secretary of Defense.
Well, how about you, Tom? Maybe you should become a senator or something now, just to kind of complete the triangle here.
No, I don't think so.
You'd get, see how many votes are here. You'd get two votes here.
I'd vote for him, of course. Where do you live now?
I live in Henderson, Nevada.
Oh, nice over there, Henderson. That's a good power plant
area. That's where my daughter lives.
Believe it or not.
That's where my daughter Kate lived.
Yeah.
She was there for several years.
So I was going to get your comments on this, because Roman Gabriel also had an acting career following being in the broadcast booth for a while. He also worked as the head coach at California State Polytechnic University in Pomona, and also for the Raleigh-Durham Skyhawks of the World League of American Football, and he was offensive coordinator for the USFL's Boston Breakers in 1983. But he had some guest appearances. He was on Wonder Woman, Con, Rowan and Martin's Laughing. He was a guest on Ironside, The Undefeated, Skidoo, Gilligan's Island, and Perry Mason. How about that? So you football guys really started to take off in the show biz there, Fred.
Well, yes, apparently.
He and Merlin Olsen happened to be roommates together, so they probably dreamed of both getting into movies at some time. Merlin was very successful with... I can't even remember.
Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, Little House.
Yeah, he was big. There a lot of the guys in there. By the way, we have a comment here today from a good listener, Bernard, who says, hello, Mike and Fred. He's in Ottawa. He says, I was deeply saddened to learn of the passing of my favorite quarterback growing up, Roman Gabriel. Fred, what do you remember most about your former teammate? And also, happy 70th birthday to another great Ram quarterback, Vince Ferragamo, apparently having a birthday.
He's 70? Vince Ferragamo is 70?
They're all getting old, Fred. I'm telling you, 70.
That doesn't seem possible. Tom, is that correct?
Yeah, unfortunately.
How about that?
I turned 80 a couple months ago.
Oh, boy. You sound good, Tom. I'm telling you.
Well, you look good, Tom.
Fill in for us when we go on vacation, would you?
You can do the thing. You can do the whole thing from remote from your car driving back to Virginia.
Yeah. We meet at the Bootlegger in Las Vegas and have a nice meal there. Fred likes that place. The Bootlegger's good. So,
Anyway, Tom, tell us just a little. I want to get, if I possibly can, out of you, a couple of remembrances that you had coming to L.A., the transition between losing and winning with Chuck Knox.
Well, it was interesting because the first time I came to L.A., the Rams had been terrible for like 5 years. And then they hired George Allen, and all of a sudden we ended up with a good team, and he went really 5 years, and we were in the playoffs, I think, two or three times. But it was always, you know, a dogfight, and we always had a good record. But then, you know, Tommy Prothrow showed up, and I don't know if you remember his great speech when he was not going to be the coach the next year, and he said, well, if I'm back, I'll be a lot meaner next year.
No, nastier. Nastier. I'll be a lot nastier.
Nastier, meaner. I don't remember what he was. It was something
Boy, he was.
Something to look forward
those
to.
Those are the era. That era right there.
It's something to look forward
was
to.
Was the hatching of a great franchise. And then came Carol Rosenbloom and Georgia Frontieri. And then the great mystery of who killed who. And. It's one of the great legacies, I think, as we go along, Tom, is that period of time, that little bridge in there from, it just becomes more and more pregnant with excitement, you know.
It's an interesting way to put it.
Very good.
Somewhat.
Thank you, friend, somewhat.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, it's good. Get back to Roman Gabriel with those TV appearances. He also served as president of two minor league baseball franchises and also worked in a lot of charity celebrity golf tournaments, that sort of thing. And so the National Football Foundation chairman, Archie Manning, your guys' old friend, said in a news release, oversized for a quarterback at the time with magnificent physical skills, Roman Gabriel simply rewrote the North Carolina State record books. He said, I had the privilege of being inducted alongside Roman Gabriel in 1989, and he was a special person who used his platform as an athlete and later as an actor to make an impact in the community. We're deeply saddened to learn of his passing, and our thoughts and prayers are with his family, friends, and the entire Wolfpack Nation. It's a nice thing. Archie Manning.
Yeah, Archie's good.
He related to Peyton at all and Eli?
Yeah. Somewhat.
Dad. That's... I'm telling you,
People were surprised when Eli and Peyton popped out, didn't they? I mean, Yeah. It's one thing to have Archie, who's terrific, but then the two boys came out, two sons that were that established everything overall about father and son playing together against each other.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm looking back at Roman's career, and you know, I could make the argument that the guy should have been named to the Hall of Fame. You know, he was that good. I mean, he was just a very, very good quarterback, knew what he was doing, knew why he was doing it. I just didn't think the writers in L.A. ever gave him a chance.
Well, national writers never saw him because he was playing on the West Coast.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with you. It's one of the injustices that the guys that worked so damn hard and played so hard all these years never get talked about, let alone get any type of recognition professionally.
Exactly.
Yep.
You know.
Well, he will be missed. You know, he mentioned Archie Manning. His kids, according to Andrew Marchard of The Atlantic, Bill Belichick is joining ESPN's Manning Cast in a recurring role. The Manning Cast is that alternate feed they have on ESPN on Monday Night Football, and the Manning Cast that only invited guests on once per season, but now Bill Belichick, that's where he's going to be, reportedly making most but not all episodes and segments, and he'll be there with the Manning boys, Peyton and Eli, and talking about what's going on in the Manning Cast work. So that
well, he's going to have to speak up, Tom. He's going to have to speak up, Tom. We can't hear what he says.
Exactly. Yeah, he talks very low, doesn't he?
He mumbles. Yeah, he mumbles. I think.
Did you understand what Fred just said? Did you, Tom?
So, Tom, what do you have doing nowadays?
Yeah.
Are you back in Las Vegas or are
Henderson?
You,
there. What are you doing in Henderson?
What I'm doing nowadays, for the most part, is sitting around and being retired. I quit the engineering business about 8 years ago. Oh. And it's amazing how you can fill up your time between doing different stuff for the community and the church and, you know, a bunch of other stuff. You can surprisingly make yourself fairly useful, and gives you something to think about.
Well, you're not a golfer, are you, or are you?
I try, but I live on a golf course. You know,
that's meeting it halfway.
Let me ask you, Tom, do you cheat every once in a while when it's like after hours and hit a few balls out there?
No, it's interesting. I actually don't, because I normally tried to play most every week. I haven't for the last 2 months because of the stuff with the prostate, but it's a nice course. It's a Nicklaus course. Everything about it turned out nice. We're on the sixth hole, which is lovely, and the grass is green, and I don't have to cut it. Yeah, you know, so. Well.
Part-time job there. Part-time job if they need somebody to keep the greens in good shape. That's very good.
Hey, Tom, before we say goodbye to you for this wonderful...
We got about a minute left here, yeah.
For about this wonderful moment we've had together.
Yeah. We got a dog in the studio here.
What the hell happened to him?
Anyway, what's a quick question?
Hang on. I want to talk to you about... the prostate thing.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on here. What a way to end the show.
Well, hey, look. It's excitement all the way.
Okay. I'm interested in that. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll wrap things up here with our guest, Tom Mack, from the Los Angeles Rams. Fred Dreyer here on the show. I'm Michael Horn. Don't forget, follow Fred on X at Fred_Dreyer. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer and email him FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, Fred Dreyer, Dreyer, @CRNTalk.com. And don't forget the big autograph show happening in New Jersey. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Stay with us.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Our guest Tom Mack here, we're going to wrap things up with him. But before we do, a reminder, Fred, you're going to be this weekend in New Jersey at the Chiller Convention at Parsippany, New Jersey, April 26th and 27th. And you're going to be there with Miss Stephanie Kramer, who, of course, was McCall on the Hunter TV show. And, you know, Pam sent in some pictures saying, together during the Hunter years, you two, everybody loves to see it together. And we're going to post some pictures up at the FredDreyerShow.com and let you take a look at some of the great connections that we had together with you and the lovely Stephanie over the years. Just some great hugging and remembrances. And it's going to be fun probably for the people to come and see you, because you two, the show is on everywhere these days. It's on Roku. It's on different networks.
Well, they brought it back out of the dead.
So it's really good for everybody to take a look at.
This is the photograph where I'm checking her tonsils.
Yeah, the tonsil check, is that right?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, that was Fred's grabbing.
Say ah, say ah.
That's good. Those will all be posted up there for you on the website. We'll end it with that one. All right, we'll post these photos there for you. In the meantime, Tom Mack, thanks so much for being with us. Hang on, Fred wants to talk to you after the show here, but thank you so much for spending the hour and remembering the great Roman Gabriel.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Hold on.
Tom is a great guy, and We love the fact that he was here on the show with us. Come back again, Tom. We missed you. If you missed anything, by the way, go to our podcast. It's at thefreddryershow.com and wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Google, whatever, just search for The Fred Dreyer Show, and you can listen to all of our past shows on the podcast. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and always email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Again, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred?
It was a great day. Thanks so much, Tom. God bless.
Yeah, and God bless all of you for listening. Stay healthy out there. Fred will see you in New Jersey this weekend at the big show there at the Chiller Convention in Parsippany, New Jersey. We'll be back next week. We'll see you then. Thanks so much for joining us.